Two-man game. Ties it up at 61. 9:33 to go. Covington comes back in the lane. He's been in threes, but this time drives on the left side. Missed the layup. Jimmy Butler the rebound. He'll bring it back up the floor himself. Drives left side of the key. Kicks it back out on a lazy pass. It's going to be easily intercepted by Covington. Now over to Jeremy Grant. Grant with the ball. Picks it up. He'll get it to Covington. Back over to Ish Smith. Lost it momentarily. Got it back. Crossover dribble. Left, right, left again. Goes the lane, but he missed the layup. Off the glass on the other side of the basket to Nico Mirotić. Mirotić comes down. Thought about a three on the left wing. Instead, gives it up top. They swing it over to Tony Snell, and he knocks down the three from there. Came off a screen. Literally came off a double screen, and it took me a moment to pick up which jersey it was. And Tony Snell got it, knocked it down, and the Bulls lead it by three. 8:55 to go, just over a quarter ago. The lead was 24 by Philadelphia. That is all gone now, and they'll take a 20-second timeout. They could move it into a full, but I think they're just going to take the 20 right now. Chicago came into the night at 41-40, but a couple of games behind Indiana, who has secured a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, even though both of those teams were going neck and neck down the wire to see who would get into the postseason. But Chicago has kind of fallen apart over the last 10 days, and they are just not going to get it done. Indiana playing in Milwaukee to close out their season. And actually, Indiana has moved into the seventh spot. Detroit last night fell back into the eighth spot at 43-38. So this is it for Chicago. Philadelphia after the 20-second timeout. Inbounds the ball. Ish Smith will bring it up. Gets it to Kendall Marshall between the circles. Nerlens Noel up on the high post. Takes it on the left side of the circle. Holds it with a big right hand. Gets it up to Jeremy Grant now. Grant, top of the key. Left side, wants to drive, lost the ball, out of bounds, but it was knocked away from behind by Mirotić, and they'll call him for the foul. That'll be his third of the night. Again, Chicago leading at 64-61 in a sudden second quarter into the third quarter turnaround. It's been a 27-point run since it was 42-18. First free throw good by Jeremy Grant. T.J. McConnell will check in during the in-between portion of the free throws for Kendall Marshall. Second one in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jimmy Butler. He'll do it all. His seventh rebound of the night. Up the floor, he'll bring it now. Off a screen from Felicio. Goes in the lane, hop, skips. Looked like he might have walked with the ball, but he got bailed out because reaching in was Covington, and I think they're going to call him for the foul. Nope, Nerlens Noel on the backside. Stopped him there, so they'll call it on him, and Butler goes to the line with two. Other scores in the NBA right now, Minnesota leading New Orleans 88-55 in the third quarter. Other third quarter scores, Charlotte at home leading Orlando 82-71 as Butler hits the first. Toronto on the road leading Brooklyn 58-51. Their first round opponent in the playoffs in the East will be Indiana. That will be interesting as Butler misses the second one, but the long rebound comes way out top to Snell. They get it back to Mirotić, and he knocks down the triple. The lead up to six now. 68-62, 8:08 to go. T.J. McConnell quickly up the floor. Right side, top of the circle to Noel. Finally, he thought about passing it, takes the 17-footer, and got it. It's a good decision. He wanted to pass, looked once, looked twice, finally just took the shot. Four-point lead for Chicago. Butler with the ball at the point again. Over to Snell for three. Got it! It's another one for Chicago off the feed from Justin Holiday. 71-64, McConnell with the ball, right side, wanted to go baseline. Mirotić cut him off. Up top now to Grant. He'll penetrate in the lane. Floating left-hander across the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Felicio. Hands that one off to Butler. Jimmy, once again, running the point. Up on the right side now. Sets up shop on the right wing. Gets it over to Holiday. Holiday with the ball up top now to Snell. Snell back over now to Butler, being watched by Smith. Up top, Mirotić, 3 feet behind the line. Badly misses a three there. The rebound clanks down into the hands of Noel. Hands it off to Ish Smith. Ish up the floor, right down the middle. Now gets it on the right side. Grant takes it all the way for the flush. Nobody came to get him, and by the time Holiday got there, it was way too late. Pulls the Sixers to within five at 71-66. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Butler off the left wing at the free throw line. Got caught in the air, but he bailed out with a pass to Felicio. Up to Mirotić. Back down, though, on a post-up by Butler. He was trying to go up against Nerlens Noel. Noel knocks it away and out of bounds. Hollis Thompson will check in for Noel. He'll sit down for a minute. Bulls will keep it, and Jimmy Butler will inbound it on the far side. What a turn of events. They inbound it to Mirotić. He almost lost it. Top of the circle. Gets it up to restart things. And there's Tony Snell. Takes a three as the time expires on the shot clock. It never got reset. After that stoppage in play, I think everybody, myself included, thought it was a foul. But remember, it was just a turnover. Jeremy Grant with the ball. Right side. Penetrates baseline. Cut off there by Felicio. Nice defense there. Ties him up. Turns around. Takes a shot. No good. Badly off the backboard. Right down to Felicio, who not only got him to take a horrible shot, but then blocked him out from getting the rebound. Here comes Holiday now. Stops. Fires from the free throw line, but a foul on the floor before he got there. This one is going to go against Ish Smith. It'll be his second of the night. Bobby Portis is going to come into the game. Mirotić and Butler check out. So now Chicago's going to go with Tony Snell, Felicio, Holiday, McDermott is in the game, and Portis. They get it over to Holiday off the inbounds pass, and he'll hit the fadeaway 15-footer on the left wing. Bulls up by seven now, their largest lead of the night. Ish Smith on the other end, stutter step in the lane, kicks it back out to Thompson. They work it around the circle to T.J. McConnell on the left side. McConnell back up to the free throw line, kicks it out now to Hollis Thompson, missed badly off the front of the rim as he tried a three-pointer from the wing. The rebound comes down to McDermott. Up the floor he goes. Holiday's got it with the basketball there to Tony Snell. Snell will take the jumper. That 17-footer right side, no good. Rebound comes out to McConnell. McConnell doesn't see numbers, nothing but Bulls jerseys there. He'll pull it back out. Gives it to Covington. Drives inside, little layup underneath on a scoop shot, no good. He goes to the floor, and he'll go to the line. So Tony Snell gets the foul. And to the free throw line go the Philadelphia 76ers again. Robert Covington will get the freebies. Covington was red hot in the first half when he was 5 of 9 from three-point range. Had 17 points. This will be his third free throw attempt of the night. So far 2 for 2. Trying to pull the Sixers back to within 5. And the crowd letting him have it, but it has no effect. And the 78% free throw shooter on the year knocks it down. We'll remind you again that immediately following this game, NBA Radio takes you to Oakland for live play-by-play coverage of the Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and the Warriors go for their 73rd and potential record-setting win. Nobody's ever done 73 victories in a season in the NBA. Warriors trying to get it done tonight. Bulls have the ball now after both free throws were good by Covington. Give and go down the lane. Beautiful feed to McDermott. He's all alone for the easy layup. He and Snell working that one well. Lead back up to 7, 75-68 for Chicago. McConnell with the ball. Switching hands on the dribble, left to right, left to right. Now the left hand going left. Crossover at the free throw line. Stops over Felicio. Badly missed it. Felicio might have got a fingertip on it. Comes down to Snell. Up to Holiday. Now back to Snell. Cross-court pass. McDermott. He gives up a shot. Holiday for three. Got it! Sixers won a timeout. Chicago with its first double-digit lead of the game. 78-68. 4:27 to go in quarter number three.